Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the other day I was just kind of thinking about how, I think what happened is I got some Facebook memories. And so some Facebook memories came up. And, you know, whenever you get those pictures of like an old birthday party or what you and the kids were doing or what you and your friends were doing or even some of your posts, you kind of think back to what was your mind frame at the time. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, gosh, I would have never expected COVID. I would have never expected a war like this. Not on that day, not in 2019, you know, because they'll be like your memories from 3 years ago or your memories from 2 years ago. And I even see my shows. Sometimes my shows pop up and I'm, you know, talking about, hey, guys, you know, I don't know if we're going to go back to normalcy. I don't know. You know, and you start to kind of see the path of how our thinking pattern is. I know a lot of you guys aren't fans of Facebook, but one of my favorite features of Facebook are these memories where they're able to bring back what your brain can't bring back and in such vivid detail that you're like, okay, wow, you know, I remember what I was doing when I was thinking that. And then this morning, this meme is going around where you have Elmo and Elmo's holding his ears. And saying 2 years ago, this was our last normal week, and nobody knew it. And that's very, you know, indicative of what I think, you know, a lot of us have been thinking over the past few weeks, months, maybe the past 2 years, that we didn't see how normal and how good things were in 2019, in 2018. And what I think is very frustrating for a lot of us to swallow is how, you know, this new normal is not something we ever expected or wanted. And I told you guys last year, and even I think or 2 years ago, you know, don't expect going exactly back to the way things were in 2019. Not going to happen. And not only did COVID change that, but now this war. And I think the big reality many of us are starting to now grapple with is for the, like I'm Gen X. So Gen X, yes, you know, we were born after Vietnam, after World War II, Korean War, all that. We heard all the stories. We're like, well, our generation is going to make sure that never happens again. And we had relatively nice peacetime. So we had the Persian Gulf War, the Afghanistan War, but it wasn't a world war. It wasn't something that you know, got the whole sort of, most of us didn't feel that, you know, maybe the gas prices went up, you know, we obviously lost soldiers, but it didn't have that same feeling as World War II did, Vietnam did, and now this war does. And so for those of us who thought, oh, yeah, you know, there's going to be peacetime or maybe there'll be some skirmishes, this wasn't expected. Just like with infectious disease, all right? You know, when you read about the plague or you read about tuberculosis, consumption, when you read about bad things happening, the flood where Noah had to make an ark, you're thinking to yourself, well, now we have a warning. Now, there's not going to be something like this because we have antibiotics. Everyone's like, oh, we have antibiotics. I could just take a Z-Pak if something like that happens. And I think we all learn that the Z-Pak doesn't cut it all the time. You know, we think we have the tools where we're going to be immortal. And I'm just as naive thinking as everybody else. You know, I don't live my day going, I could die today. You couldn't function that way. So I live my day thinking, yeah, you know, I'm going to be Miss America. There's going to be millions of people listening to my show. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is such a good show. I mean, you know, I live in La La Land. And like to live in La La Land because that's what drives me. That's what keeps me happy. That's what keeps me positive. And many of us that have had these happy places or this ignorance is bliss or this everything's going to be okay or just positive attitude, yes, that works, and that's very helpful psychologically, but you're finding that, no, it's not that way. At any time, there could be a virus with no rhyme or reason, you know, taking somebody out. And I think a lot of us that were holding out psychologically saying, it's okay, we got this because we have the vaccines, or there's going to be medications. You know, all we have to do is follow A, B, C, D, and E, and we will never see F. And all of a sudden, we're like, oh, F. I mean, we are seeing F. When you see vaccinated people die of COVID, you're like, oh, wait a second, this is real. I mean, I knew the virus was real. We all knew the virus was real. But we all in our minds go, as long as we do this, this isn't going to happen. This isn't the 1940s. Well, look at what's happening with Ukraine. We are seeing people flee with one bag, have to get out of Dodge, have to run for their lives, because they're being shelled a similar scene that we saw during World War II, which then reminds us that, yes, you know, the World War II times wasn't just something that happened in black and white. This can happen here and now, and it is happening here and now. Seeing a kid that was playing soccer, kid was playing ball, gets hit by a shell. See that viral picture of the father mourning his baby boy. This is real. This is happening now. Now, there's always been this realism. There's always been this tragedy. But we turn it off. We're like, well, I don't watch the news. Or when something negative is going on in a country I don't understand, I just turn it off. You can't turn it off anymore. And so when they say anxiety's up, depression's up, well, yeah, because I think everybody's getting a big dose of reality. And so, you know, it's you will be able to achieve peace again. You will be able to achieve happiness again. But I think we all have to stop, you know, living in ignorance. We all have to stop being naive. And our Generation Z and our Alpha Generation now are going to be much better prepared. Everybody said the weenies, they're this. No, I think they're going to be much better prepared because for us, what we read in history books and what we saw on the channel before we flipped it off is not something these kids can escape. And so I get people are anxious. I get people are depressed. It's not an easy time. We have to help Ukraine. We have to stop this war. And we have to realize that COVID and infectious disease can hit us at any time. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications necklace. I'm sorry. Network. I haven't worn a necklace in years. I don't dress up. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last night was a little scary. Now, for those of you that turned off the news and said, you know, I'm done, I get it. My job is to watch the news and then tell you guys about it. So it was very frightening and also very inconsistent, and things just weren't sounding kind of like it made a lot of sense. When we heard that Europe's biggest nuclear reactor got hit by the Russians, and that there was a fire, and that a nuclear meltdown or a nuclear accident could be imminent. And so I had the news on all night, you know, and I tried to work, see some patients and things like that, and you know, get some stuff done. But you were just hearing the updates. They were interviewing some of the people that were some of the plant managers. and it sounded like a really, really bad situation. There wasn't a lot of clarity in the beginning because all you could see were pictures of a fire near the plant. And there seemed to be a lot of confusion. So we have a little bit more clarity. What we were told last night was that there was a fire that hit the plant, that two units were damaged, Unit 1 and Unit 2. We were then told most of the generators, except for one, was functioning, meaning if you can't keep these nuclear reactors cool, enough that things happen, like meltdowns, accidents, etc. And then we were told that the firefighters weren't able to get to it. And so for a long period of time, we were just watching and waiting, because a nuclear disaster in Europe, I mean, now that takes the war, even though the war is already affecting all of Europe and Asia and the Middle East, now that just accentuates it. And we were being told that if a nuclear accident or disaster happened, it would be 10 times the scale of Chernobyl. Now, things have calmed down a little bit temporarily, but we'll tell you what's going on. So a fire at the Zaporizhzhia, okay, let me pronounce this right, Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant broke out after Russian and Ukrainian forces broke out. It's the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, 10th largest in the world. It's located in the southeast Ukraine city of Enerhodar. And the background levels of radiation had not changed, and I don't think they've changed as of yet. However, I was watching CNN, and Andriy Tuz, spokesperson for the Zaporizhzhia NPP, had stated that any moment this may result in a nuclear accident. He was there. He was saying units 1 and 2 have been damaged. He was speaking to Anderson Cooper. Now, in an updated report, they had then said that the fire was outside of the perimeter of the nuclear plant. So we're like, good. Okay, but, you know, it's good. But, you know, why would a plant operator that was there say that a nuclear meltdown could happen at any moment? What is he seeing that we aren't? So then when we were told that it's outside the perimeter, you start to wonder, okay, well, who do we believe? Do we believe the guy that's working there, or do we believe, you know, the media? Maybe the Russians, you know, hacked the media saying, oh, no, it's all good. Then we were told it was an administrative building, that some of the offices caught on fire. And then people were like, well, huh, so, you know, what happened? Did somebody, you know, throw out a cigarette? You know, what could be going on? And so now with the latest, we've been told that it was a complex that got sparked by gun battle, shelling by Russian forces. Firefighters were blocked from going in, and they were able to contain it. They were able to stop it, and it was a, let me give the name of the exact part of this. I don't think they're giving us the exact building, but it was one of, I guess, the training centers. They say the power plant 6 reactors remained intact, but they say though the compartment auxiliary buildings for reactor unit 1 had been damaged. This is according to the Security Council and the State Nuclear Regulatory Inspectorate. So what's concerning, though, even more now, is I guess it has now been taken over by Russians, and staff are being told to operate at gunpoint. And so there's now station management workers working while under gunpoint. They are saying they can perform their duties, because obviously this doesn't help Russia. This doesn't help Russia in the very least, you know, having a nuclear accident so close to their border. And, you know, remember, Russia, what is Russia trying to do? Russia is trying to regain its Soviet Union, you know, Cold War stature that they believed where they were the biggest, baddest power in the world. Even though we in America, we're the biggest, baddest power, they don't believe that. And so they want to regain, you know, that stature. That's why they don't want NATO taking any more, you know, countries. That's why, you know, they're annexing extra land. They've been threatening Finland and Sweden. And I mean, they are, you know, their role right now, their mission, or Putin's mission, is to be the biggest, baddest nation ever. And if they are going to have world dominance, and they are going to be this, okay, nothing happens without Russia, they can't have a nuclear accident. All right, Chernobyl was one of their biggest embarrassments because it proved that they are doing half-assed, slipshod protocols, cover-ups, and, you know, when they run something, they don't run something well. So with this, I don't believe they purposely wanted to make this reactor meltdown but what I do think is they want to control the nuclear power and they want people to fear them. That's why one of their first moves wasn't attacking Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, but was taking over Chernobyl. We're like, why are they taking over a dead, defunct, you know, nuclear power plant that destroyed? Well, and then they moved in, and now they're taking over, and I got to pronounce it right, Zapu, I am so sorry, guys. It's just not easy to say, Zaporizhia. So what would happen if they did take it over, screw it up, and there's radiation leakage? What happens if the generators don't continue to work, do what they need to do, and there is nuclear fallout? So, you know, Chernobyl was one of the first of its kind. And so we kind of go and look at what happened with that. And so we didn't get all the transparency we needed to. So all we heard was that 134 severely exposed workers and firemen were exposed and 28 died within 3 months of the accident. I believe it was way more than that. I think a lot of us do. But that is what the World Nuclear Association reports. According to the World Health Organization, the number of deaths in Russian emergency workers attributable to radiation caused by solid neoplasms, which is cancer, and circulatory system diseases could be estimated to be about 116 and 100 cases respectively. So they're saying 116 people got cancer and then 100 people had circulatory system diseases. That could be heart attack, blood clots, and then leukemia. The number of leukemia cases was about 30. Now, again, you would think that would be a lot more. The World Nuclear Association said there has been no increase attributable to Chernobyl in congenital abnormalities, meaning babies born with abnormalities, no adverse pregnancy outcomes or any other radiation-induced disease in the general population. Thyroid cancer cases, however, were increased in surrounding countries in the aftermath. One study found 6 of 100,000 screened in a Turkish population to have thyroid cancer. So the next thing that's happening now is people are buying up potassium iodide. Now, potassium iodide is not going to prevent you from radiation sickness, from radiation poisoning. All potassium iodide does is protect the thyroid. And there's going to be a potassium iodide shortage, not only because of supply chain issues, but because people are panicking and they're going to be buying up potassium iodide. I don't think it's a bad idea to have some at the house. I really do. I think if you don't have it, you know, there was something that happened years ago where potassium iodide just got completely bought up. Nobody could get it anywhere. The prices jumped. And I think there was some concern of some nuclear, Fukushima. Yeah, that's right, Fukushima. So potassium iodide tablets only prevent you from thyroid cancer, so your thyroid doesn't pick up the radioactivity. The dosing is once a day. I wrote a little piece on it. Not a bad idea to have some at the house. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As war rages on in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he finally had the chance to speak to President Joe Biden, but it's unfortunate it didn't happen earlier.
If I spoke with Biden, President Biden, yes, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, I don't remember. We have good contact. I can tell you the truth. And it's a pity that it began after the beginning of this war, but we have it, and I'm my appreciation.
The Ukrainian leader continued to ask for help, adding that the whole world has been late with Ukraine. President Biden will host the head of Siemens USA at the White House to announce the company will create 300 new jobs in California and Texas in a $54 million expansion of its manufacturing facilities. The president will also announce updates to the Buy American Act, which sets requirements for determining whether products bear the label of being made in the USA. This is USA Radio News. We've got an update on the police officer involved in the Breonna Taylor case, and with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was... The jury felt like, you know, you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself.
A suicide bomber struck inside a Shiite Muslim mosque in Pakistan, killing at least 56 worshippers and wounding another 194. No militant group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Both the Islamic State group and the Pakistani Taliban, a militant group separate from the Taliban in Afghanistan, have carried out similar attacks recently in that area. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while the rest of the country is ditching the masks, we're done with the masks, we're sick of the masks, most of the masks didn't even work. Nobody was handed out proper masks until, you know, late in the Omicron season. In New York City, children under 5 still have to wear masks. Mayor Eric Adams announced that public school children in New York City, age 5 and up, will no longer be forced to wear face coverings. But that's 5 on up. So, kids under the age of 5 who are not eligible for the vaccine have to wear masks, as well as daycare workers. Some of you guys may be like, oh yeah, that's good, protect the kids. Others are like, you mean the 4-year-olds, the 5-year-olds? That are running around, you know, with boogers and the mask falling down and them not. I mean, not a nice, secure, medical-grade, perfectly fitting mask. I think people want to save face. I think they want to look like they're erring on the side of caution, and they just don't realize how damaging some of the decisions they're making are. So we're being told that the cases of COVID have been plummeting, and I think a lot of people aren't testing anymore, and I think a lot of people got over Omicron, so they're kind of done with the latest wave. So it's been dropping. That's the latest, I guess, 11.6% drop from the week before. Only 1.8% of all tests are now coming back positive. But children under the age of 5 can't get the vaccine yet. Why? People are like, well, what's the holdup with the vaccine? Well, the holdup with the vaccine is they're finding it's not working. It's not producing enough antibodies for Omicron, for Delta. And so they had to test now three shots. A series of three. And I think the data is still, I think one set of data from Pfizer said it's about 12% effective against Omicron. Don't sound like a broken record, but we're forcing a vaccine that's of a 2.5-year-old, almost 3-year-old virus. And it hasn't been updated yet. We're spending a lot of time and a lot of money. I would suggest, if we are having this little bit of a lull, temporarily, to use that time wisely and get the new shot formulated, approved, and updated, and then test that. But that's not how things work. Not a lot of logic there. So, one New York City mom, Daniela Jampel, being reported by Mail Online, said that the new mask policy flies in the face of common sense and will create a series of mini police states and a culture of petty tyrants. She has been, I guess, outspoken about keeping schools open during the pandemic because the lower threat of virus to kids. She goes, I was outraged. I was disappointed. I was really flummoxed. Flummoxed? That's a word. Ooh, I like that word, flummoxed. Flummoxed? How do you pronounce that? That's, I think it's like verklempt. It's bewildered or perplexed. It's called flummoxed. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. Huh. Okay, hold on a second. This is. I love learning new words. This is kind of big. You guys, learning new vocabulary is huge.
Flummoxed.
Oh, flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
Okay, thank you. Flummoxed. I was flummoxed. Flummoxed. Anyway, I'd say I was ticked. Peed off, but flummoxed. And she said, I was really flummoxed at how the only place that you have to mask is in their daycare, pre-K, or 3K classrooms. It makes no sense. So, you know, people have asked, how detrimental are masks to kids? Is it really a big deal? You see these kids smiling. They're wearing their masks. They're wearing their jackets. They look, you know, they still look happy. They still look like they're playing. Look, kids are resilient. But my concern is you need to see the face. You need to learn how to not, as a young kid, your instinct is to be able to breathe and not have things covering your face. And when we are forcing, and this is a forcing, to be uninstinctive, I do worry about the long-term evolutionary changes. Now, some of you might be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you were really overreacting with this. These little kids are going to be fine. They'll wear masks and they won't wear a mask. I don't know. 2 years of a very young child being forced to cover their mouth and nose and then be yelled at if they don't. I don't know what that does to psychologically. What I can tell you is as an adult, I've been feeling naked. I've been feeling weird walking to a place without my mask. And I'm an adult that had grown up for decades without a mask. And you almost wonder if we're going to have these kids almost go back to the mask. And I'm going to ask some parents if they're finding kids more comfortable now with it on their face because they went for 2 years being trained to do that. You know how you'll see people coming back from war or people coming back from tragedy where they had to sleep on the ground, and rather than them sleeping in a nice, comfortable hotel bed or a bed in their house, they're so used to sleeping on the ground that they end up being found on the floor because they can't, that's what they're used to. That's the type of psychological sort of dilemma these kids might be facing, where they're just forced, to the oppression. We see this with people who were oppressed, abducted, in a relationship, or they were oppressed, where they almost, you would think they would seek, okay, you know what, I'm going to Hawaii, I'm going to live on the beach, I'm going to, you sometimes see this pattern where they look for situations where there's a lot of order and dominance and demands because they got used to it. It's a very interesting kind of paradoxical sort of sequela that happens, to somebody who was traumatized. So it'll be very interesting to see if this was traumatizing. Now, I mean, my kids are older, so yeah, they could complain about COVID. They're going to be fine, all right? I'm like, look, guys, there's worse stuff out there. There could be a war. Now they're seeing a war, so they've learned to shut up about, why do I always have to wear the mask? The masks aren't working, blah, blah, blah. They've been pretty, and they followed rules, and they did what they were told, but they got over it. But these younger kids, it's different. And then you need to see the smiles. You need to see the facial expressions. You need to garner relationships, and you also need to just gain that sort of sense on how somebody thinks or feels, etc. How many of us have had a teacher that was nice by, logistically with the way they would talk to you, but then you would see their pursed lips or you would see their jaw tense and you were like, this is not a friendly. This is not somebody who wants me around them. We forced kids to judge somebody by looking at their eyes, and their eyes tell a lot. But they've lost 2 years of reading people and gaining that. Now, if they're adult kids like mine now, they finished high school, in college, they've already learned that. But the young child that in that age group especially the pre-K, not the best thing for them for that. But, these are things we have to think about as we try to weigh the benefits and the risks. 1-877-DELI.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one thing that I just don't get is when somebody fakes their kidnapping or fakes their death. You always get caught. I mean, it seems like it. You always get caught. I couldn't imagine saying, oh, yeah, somebody kidnapped me. I just couldn't imagine it. I just don't think anybody would believe me. I mean, who would want to kidnap me? I am so high maintenance. I also have very particular food needs. Like, I have to have steak. I have to have chocolate. I probably want a mojito. So you kidnap me, I'm not going to like whatever food you give me, and you are going to hear about it. So, I just couldn't imagine. I don't think anybody would believe me that somebody would want to kidnap me. You know, it's interesting. When I was, when I had kids, I didn't fear the kidnapping as much as other kids, because, you know, my kids got pretty tall and muscular, and I'm like, okay, they're going to put up a fight. But also, my kids are a pain in the butt, you know? I mean, they'd be like, you know what, never mind here. Take your kid back. I just didn't really worry about it as much. Because it pains in the butt. But anyway, sadly, kidnappings do happen, and a woman, Sherry Papini, 39 years old, had lied to federal agents about being kidnapped. In fact, she defrauded, allegedly, the state's victim compensation board of about $30,000. She had claimed two Hispanic women took her. The story is bizarre, just bizarre. So basically, she said she was kidnapped for 22 days by two Hispanic women back in 2016. Now, 6 years later, people are kind of figuring out this was a bunch of BS. Prosecutors have charged Sherry Papini, who's now 39 years old, for lying to federal agents about being kidnapped, defrauding the state's victim compensation board of $30,000. She's a mother of two, had been found on Thanksgiving Day after weeks of searching in California and several nearby states 22 days after she disappeared while jogging on November 2nd. She was found tied up with a broken nose, a brand on her right shoulder, and a shaved head. Miss Papini told authorities at the time she had been kidnapped at gunpoint by two Hispanic women. She provided descriptions to an FBI sketch artist. No one was ever arrested. Authorities could never determine what the women's motives were for kidnapping her. She was found Thanksgiving Day. Police collected DNA samples from her clothes, ran them against the National Criminal Database, found no matches. In 2020, however, they were alerted to a potential match. It was matched to the boyfriend's father. Now, she apparently was with an ex-boyfriend the whole time. So, what, did she plan to run away? Then it didn't work out, so she had to come up with something. So she said, all right, let's say I was kidnapped. That's some weird stuff. The father, the boyfriend's father's DNA was on record with the DOJ. They then traced that sample to the ex-boyfriend, and he admitted the entire hoax. Not cool. In reality, they said she was with the unidentified ex-boyfriend who police said she has to pick her up. An affidavit released by the U.S. Attorney's Office for Eastern California details how Papini had multiple affairs and boyfriends and was described by exes as an attention-hungry woman who makes things up for sympathy. The ex-boyfriend is not named in the affidavit, but the pair plotted their escape on prepaid cell phones, which they used to text each other before he collected her in November 2016. She then spent the next few weeks in his apartment. The boyfriend confessed this all to FBI agents, and one of the cousins saw her inside the apartment. He said how he also hired a rental car to drive her back to the family's neighborhood on November 24th, and Papini had claimed $30,000 from the victim compensation board. So she was voluntarily staying with her former boyfriend at Costa Mesa, and then had harmed herself to support her false statements. And then continue to lie and get money. I mean, imagine the authorities, imagine all the resources that went to her that could have been used to find kids, to find trafficked victims. I'm really ticked off. She needs the book thrown at her. This is horrible. She got 35 payments from the Victim Compensation Board that totaled $30,000. She's now being held in federal custody awaiting her first court appearance. A 55-page affidavit released on Wednesday night reveals how investigators were suspicious of what happened from the beginning. Apparently, her husband, Keith, reported her missing at 5:50 p.m. after returning home from work. The two children were still at daycare. Now, this is Mom of the Year. Keith then used the Find My iPhone app to locate her phone. It was sitting on the side of the road near their home next to her earbuds. They were tangled up in blonde hair. He told authorities he thought it looked as though the phone had been placed there and that it was positioned strangely. He said the pair would argue like any other married couple, but had no serious marital issues. He said the last argument was the previous month and was over a messy room and that Papini could be, quote, loud. Oh, gosh, a messy room. If that's, if that's grounds for divorce, man, I'm in trouble. So then they started searching her phone, quickly discovered two men's phone numbers that were saved under women's names. Neither was the, oh, yeah, that's what people do. So there'll be a number, and somebody would put, oh, Natasha. Like, oh, okay, so she has a friend named Natasha, and then when they look up the number, it's to a dude. So, yeah, that, yeah. But these were different guys. So the day she went missing, she texted one of the men and discussed meeting up in Redding, California, near home. That man lived in Michigan, had been in California for a workplace. Man, they had flirtatious messages for years. They ended up not meeting up. A second man told police he met her in 2000 and 2001 through a Friday Night Live youth program. He said she was a liar who liked attention and would tell stories to get it. So I'm bringing this up because one thing that really, really concerns me is how people will marry. Her husband's cute. I mean, the husband, Keith, it looks like they have the perfect marriage, perfect, family, you know, kids are cute and all that. And every now and then you'll hear these stories where, like, the father will kill the kids. Like, you just saw that. The father murdered during a visitation his three kids and then killed himself. Or you'll hear these, you know, like a mom do this, where she'll fake her kidnapping. And I think a lot of people freak out because, I mean, the average mom and dad are going to be good parents, or mom, you know, parent and partner, whoever, you know, however, the average parent is going to be a good parent. But I've always, when I read this, I worry about how do you know if you're not living with somebody who's going to kill you or kill your kids or just abandon your kids or cheat on you? And we all then suffer for these idiots out there. And so, you know, I mean, for those of us that have ever been cheated on, our next boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse, they're almost on a, you know, 4-foot leash all the time because we're like, well, we're going to get cheated on, or we're going to get, you know, with my husband, I was very honest with him. I said, look, I've been cheated on before. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, if anything seems odd, I am going to suspect it. And we're going to have to talk about it. And then, you know, after the first year of marriage, it worked out. It was great. And I was very comfortable, you know, and we didn't have cell phones then. So I didn't have to, you know, always wonder where he was. But, you know, does the average spouse worry that their spouse could be cheating? Absolutely, they do. Why? Because it happens. And you have this sort of BS. I mean, she looks like she has the perfect marriage. Why the heck would you throw all that away to cheat? Why? And how could you dump your kids? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.